Welcome to episode 8 of the Field Cap Podcast. I'm your host Haggis, and here with me is my co-host Gray. Way!
Hiya, yay! I was first this
and
time.
And my other co-host Elias. Way!
Yes, I got a cheer, yes!
Right, get out of yourselves. I'd also like to introduce Nibdy because the guest thing fell through.
Is that cheer the surprise?
No, that wasn't the surprise. It's coming later on.
Right, can't wait.
The site's doing pretty well. It's over 2,500 views, so thanks to everybody for never talking to us but lurking on our website. Let's talk about what we got up to over the past couple of weeks and well. Start with Scott. Last time we'd said you were going to set up a rated battleground team. How is it coming along?
Pretty much, we're just still running casual BGs, but it's getting to that stage where, like, everybody's getting geared now. I mean, I geared up my warrior yesterday. It took me fucking, like, a few hours to gear up my warrior of, like, winning battlegrounds and stuff, so everyone's kind of catching up, but
When we're talking about gearing up, we're talking about being full honor gear, though.
Aye, full honor gear, yeah. And there's a few people going, I noticed people in the guild that were going to like arenas and stuff like that as well on their own, so aye, it's getting to the stage where if we're going to actually do it, it's going to be pretty soon.
The changes in the patch for the conquest points being part of a battleground win's going to help us gear the conquest stuff a lot easier, eh?
Aye.
Do you want to talk about anything other than PvP that you've been up to for the last 2 weeks?
I haven't been up to anything else. I've just been doing PvP. That's all I've been doing.
Cool. I'll go next. Failcaps hit 600 members this week. We've managed to start getting between 30 and 60 people online at any one time. I'm looking at the guild right now, there's 47 people online, so it's turning into a family, and there's quite a good bunch of people now, and there's a fair old bit of chat and guild these days.
Do you know that it was 600 people?
No, this is a proper family. You can talk, you can put rape jokes in and nobody actually loses their shit, because everybody's fucking cool. That's my kind of family. So, Failcapped attempted to raid Normal High Mall this week. I'd made one of the officers lead the raid. He's looking to get involved and he's looking to raid lead quite often. So they only managed to kill one boss. But you've got to remember that it's people who are new to the game and they didn't know the tactics and they weren't that well geared. And the officer who was raid leading decided not to try and pug people. So when they got to Butcher and they needed hunters, he refused to actually invite hunters, so they're going to be raiding again tonight, and I've told them to actually pug people this time, so hopefully they can clear more than one boss in High Mall Normal. So it's a bit gutting, but at the same time, we're no properly involved in raiding yet, and it maybe was a wee bit too soon to start raiding. I've been PvPing on my hunter. It's got full honour gear. We're just try to level up now and get the conquest gear and stuff like Scott said earlier. I finally killed Imperator Margok on Heroic, and I think it took about 80 wipes and 40 different pug groups, but I finally killed him, and I will never be going back ever again unless it's on Mythic.
Do you still get the ahead of the curve achievement when you kill them?
I did, you do, until the next set comes out.
That's cool.
So I actually have ahead of the curve. Who fucking seen that coming? Because I really didn't. By the time it had got to like 3 weeks of wiping on the same boss, honestly didn't think I was getting it.
Well, if you put enough monkeys in a room with a typewriter.
Well, that's it. And it took a lot of monkeys. So, I've also been raiding with another guild who are doing Heroic PRF. I think I mentioned it last time. Called Bloodwind. And we're now 6 out of 10 on Heroic BRF, so it's pretty good. I'm pretty well geared now. I'm up to 676 potentially 677, but I don't know why. I can't find that piece of gear in my bag that is telling me I should have equipped. So
that's actually part of my little thing as well, like what I've done this or than the last week. Because I came with you and totally cheesed three bosses.
Aye. And totally won all the loot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fucking every single... Actually, yeah, I did. I won a bit of loot for every single boss. And then the last one I gave away, and then I done a bonus roll and got the bit of loot anyway. So, aye, so lucky.
So your eye level jumped up about 12 or something, eh?
Oh, more six. Than that. It was 651.
Aye.
When I went into that raid, like BRF heroic, and then it's now 670, but I can't remember. I can't remember what it was when I left the raid, but yeah, it was probably close to 670.
Nice. So let's see what else I've got. I'd said that I'd started changing the way my garrison was set up, and I wanted to have enchanting on every single. People are messaging me. Anyway, fucking guild leading's getting horrendous. I'm just saying that right now. I'm not going to moan about it, but it's fucking, it's getting busier.
We're going to moan about it, but I'm going to moan about it.
Yeah. Hi. We can talk about it later on in the bitch fit section. I'm not going to moan about it right now, is what I meant. So I changed my garrison. I've got three alts, one's no leveled yet, so technically I've only got three characters with the enchanting on, and I've been using Trade Skill Master and doing loads of auctions and salvage yards and selling all my shit in the auction house. And so when I started 3 weeks ago, I had 42k, and I'm now up to 76k, so I've made 34k profit in the last 3 weeks, which is pretty good. Well, good for me anyway. Elias, let's talk about what you've been up to for the last 2 weeks.
I've done.
And let's not talk about what you've done. Let's talk about what you've no done.
I've no done nothing. I've not been. Not really been raiding. Not really been.
Is there a reason why you've not been raiding?
I was primarily it was real life stuff.
Is there another reason why you've not been raiding?
I was gonna save this for the bitch fit section.
Oh, so effectively, you've done nothing for 2 weeks.
Well, I raided last week. I raided last Wednesday and Thursday. Right. Because...
How did you get on in BRF?
We didn't actually do BRF. We went back to do Imperator on Heroic and got them to like 18% and we've still not killed them, which is disappointing. The main reason we're not doing BRF at the moment is because we've not got enough people. Because my guild's kind of disoriented and disintegrated into a pile of shit.
Which takes us on to the bitch fit section, and guess who gets to go first? Yeah.
This is going to turn into a gigantic rant, but I'll say what I want to say, and then I'll apologize for afterwards. But
I think you should just start the story at the beginning.
Once upon a time, there was a guild called Conquest. So there was these three guys in our guild, and one was a really good hunter, one was a really good rogue but changed to an Ellie shaman, and one was a really good disc priest slash holy priest slash holy paladin. And they were good raiders. We've had them since kind of midway through Siege of Orgrimmar, and they were always really good. They were like mature players, very good at what they did, always up for a laugh, always up for serious raiding, just, you know, good players. But they weren't officers, they were just raiders. However, when we got into Blackrock Foundry and we were struggling on some bosses, we were doing it just on normal, just to get a flavour for some of the bosses on normal, and then we would go through them after a couple of weeks on heroic, just as a kind of method of just kind of seeing what the bosses did. But it became more and more apparent that these guys weren't really happy, and one of them was getting quite kind of, not tantrumy, but ragey to his friends, and there was almost like a subgroup within the guild. And I've kind of seen this before, where you've got a group of friends who know each other, and they'll all back each other up so that they are almost untouchable within the guild. You know, if you call out one person and say, you're doing a bad job, or, you know, don't bring people down like that, or don't call people out, let officers do that. And then someone else is like backing him up, and then someone else is backing him up, who's backing him up. It just becomes a lot more convoluted, and arguments happen very, very quickly. But anyway, I was always really friendly with these guys. I still think they're very, very nice guys. I don't really hold anything against them. But the one thing that's really pissed me off is that they knew we were in dire straits. People had left the guild because, you know, some people were just being immature, some people just, it wasn't the right fit for them. But these guys were always consistent and were like, no, we're going to stay. We like it here. We like the people. I don't care if we kill one boss or 100 bosses, whatever. But a couple of weeks ago, they all left. One left, then the other left, then the other left. But they left under the pretense of, oh, you know, we'll always be friends, and I've got my alts in the guild, and if you ever need a hand, and, you know, we'll always be a part of Conquest, and we can come and help you raid on Wednesdays and Thursdays, because we don't raid then, and I just want to play on this server with... No, fuck off. Shut up. Like, it's either one or the other. Don't pretend that you've got some sort of misplaced loyalty to us by pretending that you still want to be in this guild and have fun. No, you fucking don't. You took your mains, your best gear characters that you've been through raids with us, and gone to another guild to go and do that with them because you're not happy with our progression. Now, that's fine. You pay for the game you want to play. If you want to go and do Mythic content, you go to Mythic content. You want to go play with fucking an all-girl Norwegian guild, fucking go for it. Have fun.
Is there one of those, and how do you get in? What's the requirement?
My point still stands. Like, you pay for the game you want to play, but don't fucking pretend that you're not burning a bridge when you leave a guild like that. Like, to turn around and say, we're going to stay because we really like it here, and, you know, we've gotten rid of all the kind of immature kids, so we're going to see an improvement. And we did see an improvement. But now, suddenly, because we're not doing as well as you want us to do, you're just going to give up? That kind of really pisses me off. But I think it's more because from the point of view that I fucking love Conquest. I don't see myself ever really leaving Conquest. Even if it fucking burns to the ground and I'm the only person that logs on, this is a guild I've been in since its creation. This is my guild. Mm-hmm. But it's very annoying to see someone who you've invested a lot of time in and who you think is very friendly and fits the guild profile quite well to just suddenly turn around and be like, nope, fuck everything, I'm away, bye, thanks for all the free gear. But I'll keep my alts in the guild because I kind of still want to gear them, and I'll pretend that I'm still friends and can help you read. So, like I said to them over, because I have them all on Skype, I was like, look, no hard feelings. You guys, you know, like, good luck in wherever guild you end up going to play in. I'm not going to rant at you about how you've essentially sank this entire guild, because we've now got about 9 people on, and fucking 7 or 8 of them are officers. But, yep. Thus far, we're re-experiencing the death of Conquest, because we're out of members at the moment. And then you get into that, like, circle of, you can't recruit, because nobody wants to join a guild with no members in it. And then you can't raid, because pugs are retarded.
So Conquest has now become shadow-packed, is what you're saying?
Well, no, because it's not full of cunts.
No, but that's what happened to us, though. We couldn't get raiding because we didn't have enough people, but we couldn't get the people because we weren't raiding, so it was a catch-22. And so that's how we ended up disbanding.
But then, even when you were raiding,
and cunts.
But then, even when you were raiding, you were saying that you were hating your progression because you couldn't even kill the first boss in Heimal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not for lack of progression. We're like fucking 6 or 7 out of 10 on normal, and we were planning on starting heroic the week before they left. Like, we were like, right, we're going to go and do heroic because there's no point doing these bosses at the end tier on normal, because they're going to be as hard, roughly, as their heroic versions, and it's going to take us some time to get through progression on the heroic bosses we've killed on normal. And then they were like, no.
So how many people do you think you could take to a raid from your guild then?
We can take like 10 or 11. Like, we're not in absolute, you know, we fucking can't raid, we're in proper dire straits.
And do you still have like 2 tanks and 3 or 4 healers?
Like, the decent thing about this is that we set ourselves up for the eventuality that something like this may happen. Like, we've got enough officers in the guild that we've got the tanks covered and the healers covered, and all we really need are the DPS.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I don't think it's never really been the end for the guild. I'm sure we'll, you know, go over it again. I didn't really like having as many members as we had at the start of this expansion. Like, we grew to like having fucking 25 to 30 people on, and that just didn't feel right, because I felt more and more like I was organizing a nursery. Just tell people to shut up, stand there, stop doing that, eat your food, make sure you've got a flask. You've not. Why haven't you got that? Like, you're not enchanted. He's not gemmed. Like that. That to me was really, really frustrating. But to get back on topic, the thing that's pissing me off is people that pretend to be your friends and then fuck off because they're just cunts. Basically.
Quality. Well, we've sort of done that. The people in our guild were the cunts, though. We just sort of went, we'll help you, and then we didn't, and it all fell to shit anyway. So, I mean, I'm happy with where we ended up, so the chances are in a couple of weeks you'll be in our guild anyway, and everyone will be busy.
Didn't want to fill lines, though. Just move.
Then you can have big draenei tentacles, man. Yeah, it's all good tentacles.
All of your cap to hoard.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to join our guild, then fuck off. So, for me on the bitch fit section, there's this horde guy, but he won't become alliance, and he keeps like sucking up our asses and getting on the podcast every week. But...
you lie.
I'm taking the piss. Scott, you can go next. What's pissing you off?
I don't know, the height of stupidity that you see in fucking random battlegrounds. Like, we got fucking perfected in the, was it Isle of Gineas? The three base, Arathi Basin thing.
Are you talking about last night?
No. Last night wasn't too bad. We still lost that, but no, I got fucking perfected like the other day. I think it was about a week ago now. And you're just like, these are like, it wasn't bots playing, it was fucking real people playing the game. And I was like, how the fuck can everybody be that shit? Like, they're just letting all the bases get taken. But,
aye.
I don't know. That, like, my life has only been fucking PvP over the past week, so there's nothing really else that's been bothering me. Apart from, but like, when we've been going in groups and stuff like that, we've been doing really well, but. You get that occasional battleground that you're just like, how do these people fucking play this game? Like, how are they that shit at that?
I've been really surprised with all the people we've been recruiting into the guild, it has like backfired on me and turned into more of a PvP guild than a PvE, which wasn't really what I was intending, but I've been actually getting into PvP now that I'm semi-geared. But I was like, the whole point was to make a casual guild with an empty PvE, and it's just like, there's so many, like, there's some proper good PvPers in our guild now.
There's a few people that's expensive. Really, really stand out, like Skylancer, fucking hell, man. You just heal that guy, just heal him, and he'll fucking destroy anything that he hits.
Crazy. Is that what made you start playing your warrior again in PvP?
No, I always wanted to gear my warrior. I actually wanted to gear it as a tank for PvP, but...
Right.
I've geared it for both now, like, so it doesn't really matter if I want to do either. It doesn't matter, I can switch, but I mean I did kinda see him when I was on my druid, like healing him, and I thought, fuck, it looks like he just two-shotted that guy, like on his own. So
I can't be sure because it happened that quick.
Yeah, it was that quick. I fucking blinked and the guy died, but maybe it is a wee bit of the reason that I started playing the warrior again, but
For me, for the bitch fit section this week, it's Garrison Traders that have been pissing me off. Now, I know that's been sort of semi-fixed, but I still think it's a pain in the arse. And basically what happened is, in America, first of all, there's Garrison Traders now, and what they'll do is allow you to get things which take away the cooldowns on your professions. So it means that if you have money and stuff invested in your character, you can pretty much like spam out these upgrades to your items for professions. And I mean, at the start they were going for 50k, so you can make a good bit of money off them. But basically what happened was, in America, 3 days in a row the same Garrison Trader came up, which was the first trader, and I mean, people were losing their shit because, to my knowledge, I don't think the herb trader has came up yet, and it's been 5 days now. And so we got told that in patch 6.1 we'd be able to transmute as an alchemist to Savage Blood, and we currently can't because the Garrison Trader still hasn't appeared. So it's been pissing me off, like, because I thought, oh, patch 6.1 will drop, man, I've got all my alchemy stuff that I've been saving for ages, I've got all this money that I've made, I'm going to fucking spam the shit. Nope. Just nope. It's been tailoring, it's been leatherworking, I think it's been jewel crafting, but it's just not been fucking alchemy. Mm-hmm. And what me and Sai were talking about the other day was that we were both in the same boat and we both wanted to do alchemy to make money. And he was like, I'm on shifts, man, and I can't always go on every single day. So the way that it was set up before they hotfixed it, it was just a random number, and it was something like a 1 in 18 chance that you would get the proper trader, because some appear more often than others. And if he doesn't log on, it could be like, I don't know, 36, 72 days before the trader comes on and he manages to get online. But they've apparently hotfixed it. They've put it into somewhat of an order where you can guess which one's coming up next. But it's been 5 days and I've still not made any fucking money. And now I make some fucking money with it. So that's what's been pissing me off this week. I know I helped Scott with the Garrison Trader. Have you done anything with that, Chris?
Nah, man. Nah, it's, as far as professions go, I've really, really, really fallen behind. I mean, I still use alchemy for just churning out potions and flasks for the guild. But I'm not looked into transmuting or anything like that. To be honest, I'm still coming to terms with a lot of the 6.1 stuff just because I've been away and stuff, eh? So.
So for the news section, 6.1 came out, Garrison Traders came out, you can upgrade now to 680 for profession stuff, but you have to first see a Garrison Trader and they're not always going to be there. And the way it was put across to us was that everybody would be able to invite other people to their garrison and they would have a different trader and you could sell it and stuff. What's actually happened is that there's one trader per day and everybody has that one trader, so it's not quite as good. Mm-hmm. So you'll either have like a random NPC offering you a quest or you'll have the trader. But rather than it being all traders every single day, it's only one trader per day. Which I think just everybody didn't see coming. And it got lost in the message. And that pissed everybody off. The other thing that happened that got muddled up in the notes was we were saving all of our salvage boxes because we thought we were guaranteed to get upgrades of 3, 6 or 9 on all of our salvage boxes. Now, the way that it was worded confused everybody, and basically what they were actually doing was removing the 630 and 645 upgrades from the salvage boxes. So basically, if you didn't have all of your followers up to 645 armor and weapons, you were supposed to cash in all your salvage boxes before the patch. And if you already had that, you were supposed to wait and then you would get a chance to get the 369 upgrades, but you wouldn't get stung for all these 645 upgrades that you no longer needed. And I stupidly saved them, even although my characters didn't have full 645.
Well, I stupidly also listened to you and it saved up a fuck ton of salvage boxes.
Well, I'll put my hands up and say it was actually me that fucking, like, I'm pretty, like, the way I read it, it was like they were saying you were guaranteed a bit of, like, armor for your companion or your.
I know. And I triple read it, man. Yeah. I triple read it and thought the exact same thing. And we got fucking screwed over as far as I'm concerned. So there's been a fuck knows. Someone must have been drinking when they wrote the patch notes because things got messed up and they really didn't come across on certain things, they didn't come across as intended. As far as we were concerned. Other news, there's a new Recruit a Friend mount. It's a fiery horse with wings.
And Ali needs it.
No, I'm not getting it. But if anyone would like me to recruit them as a friend.
I think what you're trying to say is if you would like Failcap to officially recruit you as a friend.
Exactly. If you would like Failcap to officially recruit you, I've still got about 3 or 4 mounts that I could be doing again. one of the other things, I've not written this down, but I've just done a mission quest there and got the selfie lens upgrade kit. patch 6.1 introduced selfie cameras. If you're on Twitter and you play WoW, you will know that selfies are now a thing, because my Twitter feed has been spammed with people taking selfies, and most of them are me. But apparently there was a quest that gives you a filter for your selfie.
I've got that.
And I've just sent my follower away and he's came back and it's been a success. So I now have 3 unique filters to take selfies and then spam Twitter with, which is awesome.
My one of my guild mates was really looking forward to the selfie camera because he's created a Twitter account, tied it to his Warcraft account, and the only person he's got on that is Warcraft devs, and he's done nothing but just spam selfies and just send them to Warcraft devs. And he's like under the impression that he's going to be served with like a cease and desist letter anytime soon because he's just flooding them with like screenshot after screenshot.
Well, one of the funny things I seen happening on Twitter was people were going into Arena, and when their friend was dying in Arena, they were taking a selfie while their friend was lying dead in the background, and they were sending it to the PvP devs, and that became a thing. So loads of people had been just standing taking selfies while their mate was getting wrecked in PvP or Arena, and just sending it to the devs. So I thought that was quite funny. Other news is the hotfix to Garrison Traders, like I said earlier, and Method won the Mythic BRF race. I've not actually managed to see any of the videos of what BRF Mythic looks like, but I can only imagine it's pretty fucked
it's
up.
It's ridiculous.
Especially for...
It's ridiculous. You know that Chromog fight? The giant guy, that on Mythic looks like the biggest clusterfuck I've ever seen. Like, I thought Tectus on Mythic looked really bad. Fuck that. Fuck that fight. Holy shit.
I take it it's just
shit everywhere.
Audio rings flying at you.
It's just shit everywhere.
Well, I refer to it as the Guitar Hero fight, the Hansgar, Franzok, whatever the fuck they're called. Mm. Those two people where it stamps you and the belts move and things come. I imagine that on Mythic is pretty epic.
Apparently that one's really easy. There's not much difference in it.
Is it?
Well, like on Heroic, because you've done it on Heroic. On Heroic, if you get hit by that stuff, you die. It's just a lot of Mythic with it.
Aye, but supposedly on Mythic, it stamps constantly. So you're constantly having to move for the stamps.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
Which is...
Just take a bunch of druids and a bunch of hunters.
But I'd done it in LFR, and I was like, wow, holy shit. Because the thing that makes that fun is when the belts move, you can't even run faster than the belts.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go sideways. In LFR, you can run faster than the belts, so it just takes
you can
the fun
always, out. You can always move up the belts, so you've just got to jump. If you jump, it travels you forward.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It's like the old belt on Siegecraft or Blackfuse when you're killing the mines.
Oh, I've never tried that. But, so I really like that fight.
Yeah, so do I.
Personally, yeah, it's pretty good. The Guitar Hero fight is pretty awesome.
it's just that Orgorger fight.
See, I like the Orgorger fight, but then I had a rant a couple of weeks ago about how people just can't follow. Like, the thing that annoys me about that fight is that once you get it, once you understand how he works mechanically, it's really frustrating to see people who still don't get it fail at it. Once you get it, like, this is really, really fundamentally easy.
You really shouldn't bring that up in front of Scott.
Well, the thing is, Ali didn't tell the guy, like, he didn't tell the raid leader, I was already coming to that raid without the proper gear for it. like to heal it and stuff like that on my druid. So the odds were against me already. And he also didn't tell the guy that I knew none of the fucking tactics. Like, none of them. I didn't have a fucking clue. So
what Scott means is he thanks me very much for getting him into a heroic BRF raid.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for fucking that massive embarrassment. I love it when I run into fire. That's brilliant.
You wouldn't be sitting on 670 eye level right now if it wasn't for that.
But the guy, like, he started getting annoyed. He sounded like quite a nice guy as well. I think I had failed, like, it was either,
just,
I think
just
it was
the
two
six
times.
Times.
No, it wasn't as much as that. Fucking hell. I think, was it not like two or three times or something like that?
Uh-huh.
And on the third time, he was like, oh, nobody's died yet. And then fucking right after that, I got hit by the fucking roll and stuff. But that time, what happened was I was running one way and Ali ran past me the other way and I was like, shit, I'm going the wrong direction. So I fucking turned around and tried to go after Ali and I got hit. Like, it must have clipped like a millimetre of the back of me and it fucking killed me. So annoying. But I one-shotted, like, I didn't do anything wrong for the next two bosses. One.
No, you can't skip that. What actually happened was, after he had spent the entire Orgorja fights failing and then we killed Orgorja, they rolled for loot, and you've got to remember that they have their own way of doing loot, but because they were pugging people, they had to do it differently. And so they done loot rolls, and Scott won the loot rolls, to which the guy just went... because his guild members weren't getting geared because Scott had won the loot roll after failing.
I did actually type out, like, I really don't deserve this loot, but I actually, see, from Wargorger, I got fucking 3 bits of loot. I won 2 bits, and then I got a fucking bonus roll as well.
Amazing.
So I was like, I really don't fucking need that. But then we done Guitar Hero. That was easy. I think we wiped. Did we wipe once on that, and then basically annihilated the second time. And then we done Beast Lord. Nah, like, I didn't do anything wrong for those two.
I was really disappointed with the Beast Lord fight. Like, I watched a bunch of videos for it on the beta when it was first out, and it looked mechanically quite difficult with the spears. The spears looked to be landing a lot quicker. Like, not that there was more of them. Just
2 seconds.
It was like
land.
Yeah, it was like spear indicator dead. Spear indicator dead. Like, if you didn't move the second you've seen that, but it's like, in that fight, looking at it now, you see the indicator and it's like for about 20 seconds before it lands anywhere.
Well, Ali just said to me, like, you'll see when the spears are getting thrown, you'll see where they land, then you get hit by it, because if you do, everyone will fucking laugh at you. I managed to avoid them all, so.
I will say that apparently there's a spell that shamans use that use the same kind of swirly effect that the indicator for the spear uses. Because one of our shaman healers got caught, like, oh, fuck, if the guy threw 18 spears, he'd get hit by 19 of them. Like, he got hit by fucking every single one. And then after, like, because we one-shot it, even though he got hit by all of them. But yeah, after that happened, he was like, oh, I didn't realize that's what the indicator looked like, because I was using fucking X spell, and it looks kind of like that indicator. But surely, God, have you seen this indicator sick fucking 18 times, followed by your imminent trapped on the floor with a spear up your ass? You'd make the connection.
He'd get used to it.
I find that quite difficult, that fight, purely because I get sucked into healing people and looking at the raid people. I didn't really pay too much attention to my surroundings. So that fight is fucking, I like it because it keeps me on my toes the whole fight. Because not only do I have to watch myself, but I've also got Leap of Faith, so I can always pull somebody else out who's about to fail. So it's like, doesn't matter whether it's the spears are on me or on somebody else, I watch the spears every single time, just so that I can try and save somebody else from getting speared.
I will say that I do. Like, Scott and I have got it quite easy. Like, playing Druid on that fight is easy. You can just cheese it. Because you can just run around being like, throwing hots out, being like, oh, I don't give a fuck, I can run and heal, fuck every other class in the game. So we've got it easy.
Yeah.
Other healers are probably a bit more difficult. Also, in hindsight, can I change what's pissing me off this week? Because I've just realised something else is annoying me.
Aye, just bar in.
You know those bonus caches you get that gives you loot from.
You mean those bonus caches that give you fuck all loot?
Well, I've had 3 in a row now that have been mythic quality, and the 3 of them have given me the same trinket. The same mythic trinket that I've already got. In fact, the reason I've not swapped out is the trinket, it's Emblem of Caustic Healing, and I've got that as Mythic Warforged, and I've gotten the same trinket 3 times in a row, and I'm wondering if there's something up with, like, the way they do the loot tables, or if I'm just really super special.
Nah, you're just really unlucky, man. I've had a different piece of gear every single time, but I knew you were going to say that you had the exact same piece of gear every single time. I've been pretty lucky with that. That's probably a thing worth mentioning. For people who don't know, if you're raiding and you want mythic follower quests to get gear from your followers, you can basically kill 15 bosses in Heimal and have 645, 3645 or 2645 followers, and you can do it. But now that BRF's out, you can also get missions for BRF, and to get mythic, you need to have killed 21 heroic bosses and have 3, I think, 660 eye level followers. So, aye, for people who don't know, that's how you do it. I was unfortunate where my quest came too soon, and I didn't have 21 kills. So hopefully in 2 weeks' time when it comes up again, I'll have the 21 and can get some mythic gear.
Somebody told me recently, in fact, it might have been on our podcast or something, but somebody told me that when you first see that cache, 2 weeks later, you'll see your new cache that you can do. So whenever it appears, not when you set out to do it, but whenever it appears as a quest, 2 weeks later, you'll see the next one. There's something fucky with that, because I've had...
No, that's not how it works, though.
Really? Because I've had one roughly each, 8 days or something.
Each quest has a different cooldown, and obviously I get the feeling that you're getting the same one all the time if you're getting the same loot all the time. But basically, the quest I'd done the other day has... I'm just trying to work this out. 311 divided by 24. The last quest I did was 311 hour cooldown. And that equates to 13 days. So each one has a different cooldown, I'm sure, and it tells you in my add-on. Right, so moving on to the questions section. We actually had a question this week, which was, do we miss the cash flow guild perk? And the answer for me is, yes, we do.
Like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Oh, aye. Because, I mean, it's crazy how much you struggle to make money for guild repairs without that perk. And the whole point was they took it out because people were abusing it, but I don't know, like, they said that raiding guilds didn't have a problem, but I can't really imagine that, like, it's almost as if they've only listened to the raiding guilds. Because surely everybody else is struggling. So rather than taking everybody's points, it's like they've just went to all of the top 100 raiding guilds and went, do you use this? No, well, we didn't.
How come you don't use this? Oh, because all I've used said is hundreds and thousands of gold.
Exactly.
There was a bit of speculation about people abusing it as well, because it was easy to just like make money and just spend it on something that wasn't guild repairs. But if that's the case, just make it so that you can only use it, money that's in the guild, for guild repairs. And if you want to go even further, make sure that the people only benefit from cash flow and can only use it when they've become exalted with that guild.
Aye.
And then you wouldn't have that problem.
I agree with that. Yeah. So, it's bugging my tits because I'm currently having to make money to fund the guild. But it's not been too bad, but that's because I'm only allowing people to repair 10G. And, I mean, I'd like to up it to 200G per day, but there's just with 600 people, there's no chance of that happening anytime soon. So, I think they should bring it back. I think you should bring it back right now. I'm going to email this podcast to the devs. Can you just listen to this wee bit here? Thanks. Cheers. I've got the next section is the guild section, but we've pretty much covered it. Are you planning on raiding next week with Conquest, Neo, Conquest? Is Neo still part of Conquest?
Did Neo
get kicked out?
No, it's still Neo Conquest because we moved servers, so it was New Conquest.
So did Anno take the piss at you or something about it merging with somebody else and calling it something else during the week?
I don't think we'll ever merge, but yeah, we should stop raiding with them next week, I think.
Cool. So, you're basically starting recruitment for Mythic then, because you don't have 20.
I need more people from Mythic.
It's time we start spamming trade chat, man. Our guild is just going to continue with the RBG plan. We'll be doing PvP on Tuesday. I don't even feel as if there's still 10 people, though, is there, Scott?
I don't think so. We do have quite a lot of people that PvP, but I think if you're wanting to build like a proper comp out of it, we do okay until we get like any rating. As soon as we start getting into like tougher teams, then we'll start getting fucked up. But we do have quite a lot of people that are wanting to PvP. Well, you would have out of 600 people, but
It just getting them all online in the same day and having them all fully on or geared and that it's not quite, and having the right comp, it's not really happened yet. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday. I imagine Tuesday will be a bit bigger this week, with it being the second week. So, and Raiden, we'll wait and see what happens with Raiden tonight. I'm no taking too keen an interest in our guild's raiding the new, because it is just a casual guild. So if they only manage to kill two bosses in high mall normal, well, we'll deal with it in a couple of weeks. let's no rage just yet. That covers the guilds. The add-on section. This week's add-on is Battleground Targets. The reason it's good is because you just do /BGT and it pings up the opposite team in the battleground and it shows you the tanks, the healers, the DPS, and the thing that I've found it being most useful for is actually showing you when you're against a Russian pre-made and you're about to get your fucking balls chopped off. That seems to be the most useful reason of having that add-on.
The Russians, man, they're so fucking tryhard, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
But, like,
yeah,
me and Si have been doing Arena, and that's the most satisfying thing when you kill a fucking Russian team. Not even by a wee bit, you fucking annihilate them. And they're, like, fully geared as well, and they just didn't stand a chance.
So, go on to Curse, download BGT, Battleground Targets. It'll show you when the Russians are on and you can prepare your anus. The next section is the favourite section. It was originally the top five, but coming up with five is a pain in the tits, so we're now just going to have favourites. So for this week, what's everybody's favourite BRF boss? I can't wait to spoke about some of them that are good, but what's your favourite? Chris?
Probably the Hans and Franz fight. I really like it. It's fun. I was gonna say Orgorger, but that's kind of unpopular. Everyone. But I like the Hanskar and Franzok fight. They're good.
I think, are we all in the same boat then, Scott? Guitar Hero fight.
Totally, aye. Guitar Hero fight, it is fun, like. Orgorger is just like, no comment.
10-10 would not raid again. for me, I agree with that. It would be interesting to see what Iron Maidens and Black Hand is like. Black Hand looks fun, but we've yet to do it, so. Moving on. the bullshit section, the bullshit section was kind of struggling because people didn't do anything other than wow and didn't want to contribute. So here is your surprise. I have removed the bullshit section from all further podcasts until you start trying again. And it has been now replaced with the weekly lore quiz section. And it will always be Scott against Chris.
Amazing.
And I will never be involved.
I'm down for this, like.
Okay, may as well just let Chris win. Because I will.
And anytime, to make it fair, anytime we get a guest, I will put the guest in the losing person's team. So Scott, anytime we get a guest, this is an incentive for you to get guests for the show.
Right, okay.
You will have backup.
Right, brilliant.
So the questions are only going to be worth 1 point. There's only two questions because I'm starting off pretty easy. But when I say easy, these are fucking difficult if you don't take any interest in lore.
Basically, if you're me.
Aye, if you're you.
It's going to be fucking excruciating.
Aye. So to get the points for these, you will have to name, and no cheating, because I don't want you cheating on this shit.
You can hear our keyboards anyway.
Exactly. Name the WoW Titans is the first question.
Awesome.
And to get the point, you need to get 3/4 of them right. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So if you get 4 of them, and we'll date turnabout so that it doesn't get fucked up. So name one Titan, Scott.
Pass. Chris is one.
Chris, name 4 Titans to get a point.
Oh god, he's a boss. Sargeras?
That's one.
Are we not going back to Scott? I thought we were.
No, I'm fucking.
No, he's given up.
I've given up already. So. I'm fucking shit for lore. It's actually, this is a pain in the ass because I'm actually going to have to go and fucking look at lore now.
Okay. Right, there's Sargeras. There's the fucking. Oh god, the fucking. Ionar?
That's one, two, so.
And then there's the fucking. There's the bear one. What's the fucking man? It's the Manny Bear. Amenthal?
That's another one.
And the one. Shit. The one in the dwarf thing. Norgannon.
Wow, 4. Well done. You can have a point.
Sorry. The only reason I know those is because they're in quests. Like the Norgannon one's the one with the discs. You find out where dwarves came from. INR's in one of those. Mist raids, and Amenthos from the old Amani Bear questline.
So we'll go through them all. The 7 Titans, and the reason I picked this is because basically the way Azeroth works in lore is that the Titans and the old gods are supposed to be the yin and yang of Azeroth, and it's supposed to hold all together. And so the Titans are Amenthul, Aenar, Norgannon, Khazgaroth, Aghrimmar, Gol-Ganeth, and Sargeras. Well, I'm surprised that you got 4, Chris, because I could only get 1. Sargeras is the only one I could have probably fucking there.
This might be an unfair thing, an unfair competition to have, because I'm kind of a Warcraft nerd when it comes to lore.
No, but it's fine, because...
It's fine, because next week he's going to ask me questions about Band of Brothers, and I'll fucking annihilate you. World War II Paratroopers. That's all right. Fucking hell. I'll be able to talk about it for months.
No, next week it'll just be name all of the Call of Duty perks, and we'll just switch games. And
fucking... Yeah, that's all right. That's good.
No, it's strictly well low, so get fucking reading. I'll try and keep them easy though. Like, I mean easy as in no too fucking crazy in depth. I don't want you to have read like 14 books and came to a decision on an answer.
To a reading assessment.
What specific shape is this colours this guy's eyes? Or something like that.
If you would like to get rid of the lore quiz section,
oh, yeah, you should always... a question.
we could always refer back to the Bulf shit section, but he's tough to contribute.
Right.
Scott's like seriously trying to come up.
I'm fine with
Conny Demir stuff.
I'm putting my Chris winning every week. So it's okay.
Right, cool. So the second question then, because we said it was the Titans and the Old Gods that made up Azeroth, name the four Old Gods, and Scott can go first, because fuck you, Chris.
Come on, this is dead easy.
You kill one of them in Ulduar for a mount all the time.
You kill one in Ulduar, you kill one in Siege, although it's the heart.
I can't even fuck. Yogg-Saron.
Yeah.
Yay! Yes.
That's one.
I got one. Yes.
Right, Chris.
Keep the tips.
You're not allowed to say the one that starts with that thing, because I too obvious. Pick one of the other two.
I'm not allowed to say that one that begins with that thing.
Yeah, don't say the easier one. Yeah. Pick one of the other two.
Zoth.
Right, Scott. It's not.
I've ran out. That's it.
Oh, you can do this, mate. Come on.
No, honestly. You don't understand. Like, anytime anybody's ever talked to me about Warcraft lore, I've went, snore, boring. So, like, this is like the worst fucking thing.
Do you remember the big eye boss at the end of Temple of Ankaraj?
Nope.
Of course you don't. Of course you've
never done that. Oh, this is brilliant. This is great.
I'm so glad that I introduced this section. Like, right, so Chris, name the other two.
There's Kithin or Seathan or Kithin. I've always called him Kithin.
That's it.
And you said Yogg-Saron, so the last one's Isiraj.
Aye, that's it. There you go. The four old gods that have currently been named, because there's allegedly more, is Kithin, Yogg-Saron, and Zoth, and Isiraj. How did you say that?
Isiraj. The only reason I say it like that is because it's Noblet's videos, so that's how he pronounces them.
Alright. Cool, so Chris, it's your turn to pick the outro music this time, and I think we will just we'll no take scores for this fucking lore question. Because I think there's no point in keeping score, but we'll just ask questions every week.
Alright.
That's fair, eh?
Yes, it's
fair. Just depends how long we fucking continue, but it'll be like Chris with 1 million points and me sitting with fucking maybe one day I'll come and fucking I'll be prepared, but apart from that, no.
If you start messaging Noble, and then we set up an extended week with 20 questions, you could really pull back, man.
Here's the other option. Go out and get Noble on the podcast, and then you'll definitely win.
I'll just if that ever happens, it'll be like a surprise. I'll be like, and here's my guest.
Yeah.
Boom! Fuck you! <yes. laughs> I win.
Please give us 50 questions.
Bend over.
Right. So, Chris, have you had a chance to think of a song?
Can I have? It's a song by Enter Shikari called Gandhi Mate Gandhi.
Is there any justification for it?
Because last week I went and seen them in Glasgow and they were amazing.
Did you?
I went and seen them in Barrowlands and they were fantastic. Definitely one of the best bands I've ever seen. Which, in the course of everything that was happening that weekend, was much needed relief. So it was good.
We agreed for the titles for now on that we'd all sort of come to an agreement on it, eh? And I says that he could fuck me over by the two he's ganging up on me. But what do you want to call this week's episode? It feels strange not having Star Wars logic involved in it, eh?
Do you know what you should call it? So we should call it just for this week. We should call it 50 Shades of Grey Fox.
Well, that sells that. I'm tempted to call it 50 Shades of Silver Unicorn.
What's happening?
Okay, so that's the name of this week's podcast. I wonder how many females are going to view the podcast just for that. They're like, you can just imagine some American lassie like, oh my god, it's 50 degree, but we're furries. And the fox comes home from his hunting trip and pulls out his whip. So this week's Ask the Listeners question, there wasn't any reply for last week because I never got around to uploading the podcast because fuck my life. I didn't even put a question. So there is no Ask the Listener. Oh no, I did. This week's Ask the Listeners question is, how are you finding 6.1? I knew I fucking put it somewhere, but there's just a big blank space on the script, eh? So I was like, fuck. Right, so it's time to wrap up. This week's hashtag ATL is, how are you finding 6.1? And that's all for this episode. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and to talk about the YouTube channel, I'm hopefully going to start doing some how to play priest YouTube videos. I've no time, but I'll make time. And at some point, I will go through. I was looking at Icy Veins and stuff and start priorities, and I noticed it was a bit messed up. And there's big arguments about disc priests and start priorities, and I was getting more and more involved in theory crafting, and I want to try and I learned that I was basically healing wrong as a disc. No shit. I was doing good healing, but I wasn't healing properly as a disc. So since last week I've changed my entire UI, I've changed my glyphs, I've changed some talents, and I'm going to start working on a guide to teach other people how to be less shit, because I was apparently being shit. So I'm going to upload some YouTube videos, and I've got a big thing in the works that I'll announce at some point when I get time. So it's worth following us on YouTube soon. And follow us on Twitter and reply to this week's hashtag ATL at failcapped. Or email us at failcapped@gmail.com because our inbox is pretty bare. I'm no ranting, honest. So Elias, please intro. Yeah,
so someone who carries candy, meat candy.
Justice.